Hey everybody, and welcome to another deep dive with us. You seem to be really interested in Jesus and love. And to dig into that, you sent us 10 Bible verses about it. So let's jump right in.
Love is such an important theme throughout the Bible. I think these verses give us a really unique look at what Jesus said about love and how he showed us how to love.
Yeah, when we say love, like, I love pizza, that's not really the same as the love Jesus is talking about, is it?
Not really, no. John 3:1 scene is always a good one to start with. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
It's definitely a famous verse about love, but it's still mind-blowing to me that God loved the world so much that he would give his only son.
It really makes you think about what love really means. God's love isn't something you can earn. It's not a reward or anything. It's just there.
So it's different than how we usually think about love. We think about earning love or deserving it.
Exactly. And Romans 5:8 says it even more clearly. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
So God loved us even when we were messing up, even when we weren't doing what we were supposed to be doing.
Yes, that's the point. His love isn't based on what we do. It's a gift.
So that's a whole other level of love, unconditional. So God loves us no matter what, but does he just wait for us to come to him?
That's where 1 John 4:9-10 comes in. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Okay, propitiation. That word's always a little tough for me.
Don't worry, it's not that complicated. It's like there's a gap between God and people because of sin, and propitiation is like the bridge across that gap. Mm-hmm. It's what Jesus did when he died on the cross.
So God loves us, and he did something to bring us back to him.
Exactly. He took the first step.
That's amazing. Okay, So we see God's love, but how does Jesus fit into this?
When you think of Jesus, what's the first word that comes to mind?
Sacrifice.
Exactly. John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends.
That's Jesus giving his life for us. But what does laying down your life look like for us today? I mean, I'm not going to be crucified.
That's a great question. Maybe it means giving up our selfishness, our ego, putting others first.
Even when it's hard.
Yes. That's where the challenge is.
Okay, so we've talked about God's love and Jesus' sacrifice, but what are we supposed to do with all this love?
That's the question everyone asks. And the Bible actually gives us some answers. For example, 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us.
What does that mean?
Well, think about pouring water from a pitcher into a glass. The pitcher is God's loves, and we're the glasses.
Well,
but it doesn't stop there. We're supposed to become pitchers ourselves and share that love with others.
So it's God's love flowing through us to others.
Yes, and that brings us to Ephesians 2:4-5.
Mm-hmm.
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
Wow, that's beautiful. Like taking a dead heart and making it new.
It's a total transformation. And it's all because of God's grace.
Okay, so God's love is unconditional and changes us. But how do we actually live this out? What does it look like to love like Jesus loved?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? It's one thing to talk about it, but how do we actually do
it? Yeah, exactly. Like, I get that God loves us, but how am I supposed to show that same kind of love when I'm stuck in traffic or having a bad day?
Well, Jesus didn't just say, love each other. Mm. He gave us a specific commandment. It's in John 13:34-35.
Oh, yeah. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Right. And it's a new commandment because it's different than the old rules about love.
Mm-hmm.
This is about loving like Jesus loved, even our enemies.
That's a lot harder. How can I even start to do that?
Well, remember we were talking about laying down your life? 1 Corinthians 13:48a talks about that. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends.
So that's how we love like Jesus, being patient and kind and all those things.
Exactly. It's about making choices, even when it's hard.
But sometimes it's so hard to be patient and kind. What if I just don't feel like it?
That's why we need to remember that God is with us. Remember Galatians 2:20, it says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
So you're saying that Jesus' love is inside us, helping us to love others.
Yeah. We're not alone in this.
Okay, that makes me feel better. But still, how does that actually work in my life?
Think about those things we just read in 1 Corinthians. Instead of getting mad at that driver who cut you off, choose to be patient. Instead of gossiping about your coworker, choose to be kind.
So it's about making those choices?
Yes, every day.
And the more we make those choices, the better we get at it.
Like working out a muscle.
Exactly.
And when we choose to love like that, it affects other people too. Love is contagious.
So if I'm being kind to people, they might be kind to others too.
That's the idea.
But the world is a tough place sometimes. Does it even matter if we choose to love?
That's a good question. But remember what we said before. God's love is the most powerful thing there is.
So love is stronger than hate.
Yes. We just have to be brave enough to show that love.
Okay, so we're like little lights shining in the darkness.
Exactly. And speaking of light, Revelation 1:5-6 says, loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah, a kingdom of priests, people who are set apart because they love like Jesus.
Right. It's a beautiful picture of what the world could be like.
This has been great. We've covered a lot of ground. God's love, Jesus' sacrifice, and how we can love others. Anything else we need to talk about? You know, it's amazing. We're talking about this huge kind of love, but it all starts with something so basic. Just knowing that God loves us no matter what.
You're right. It's easy to forget that sometimes. We get so busy trying to earn love that we forget that it's already ours.
Yeah, like we don't even realize we're already standing on solid ground.
Exactly. Once you know you're loved, it changes how you love others.
Okay, so that's the foundation. But you mentioned something about the early church. What can we learn from them about how to love?
Well, one thing that stands out is how important community was to them. They weren't just individuals. They were connected to each other, supporting each other.
Right, like they actually lived out that love one another thing, sharing meals and resources.
Exactly. But it wasn't all sunshine and roses. They challenged each other, too, held each other accountable.
So like a family. You can be honest with each other.
Yeah, good analogy. Because real love isn't about pretending everything's perfect.
It's about working through the tough stuff together.
Exactly.
So there's the internal part of love, changing our hearts. But the early church also did a lot of outward stuff too, right?
Yes. They were known for their service to others, helping the poor and sick. They saw that as part of loving God.
Wow, that's inspiring. But there are so many needs in the world today. It's hard to know where to even start.
You're right. We can't do everything.
Yeah.
But we can do something. Start by looking around your community, your family, your workplace.
Just notice where you can help.
Yes. Sometimes the smallest things make the biggest difference. A kind word, helping hand, just listening to someone.
It's about putting others first.
Exactly.
A total change in how we think.
And that's what's so amazing about the gospel. It changes everything.
So to wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listener to remember?
Just this. Love, like Jesus showed us. It's not just a feeling. It has the power to change the world. Start by letting God love you. And then let that love flow out to others.
That's beautiful. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. We hope you found it helpful. And remember, the journey of love never ends.